Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side at the Close. Market gains technical strength on two-day rise. Golden bonds do not join in the festivities. That and today's market comment. What happened during the lockdown? All that just ahead. Well, these last 2 days in the market have been just enough to turn the technical outlook completely around. And although it certainly didn't look very convincing, our steady average prices have all turned higher on today's trading. First of all three major averages are now trading above their 50-day moving average, as are four of those big five companies, Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, all above their 50-day average. Only Facebook still trades below. And looking at the market overall, we see the same picture, with 53% of the stocks on the New York Stock Exchange now above their 50-day average, and advancing issues were also higher by a factor of 55 to 40%, and new highs finished with a very respectable 463. Put this all together and you have a very broad-based rebound, which puts behind them those first 2 weeks of the month when stocks just couldn't get out of their own way. Oil and cryptocurrencies both followed higher, while gold and bonds were lower. So stay tuned for today's market comment. What really happened during the economic lockdown? Well, it was just over a year ago that this nation was going through one of the most difficult periods in our history. We were told that a rampant pandemic was loose in the country and that we should self-quarantine, that non-essential businesses should close. In short, that our lives would be turned upside down. For some of us, those disruptions continue until this day. Now that we've had some distance put between those times, we're starting to see the full ramifications of that economic lockdown, and there are some startling results. In just a few minutes, the U.S. Census Bureau will report on the latest September retail sales for the country. But even before today's report, we see that there were some big winners and losers in the lockdown. Now, the hardest hit in the lockdown were the small businesses, the independent shops and stores that could not survive the closure. Many went out of business, and the highest number that I've seen was an estimated 500,000 independents who closed for good. Unfortunately, we did not keep official records of just how many small businesses did go bankrupt. But we do keep track of the aggregate income for retailers during that time, and it dropped by $16 billion in that devastating second quarter of 2020. The good news here was that what happened was that a pent-up demand was created. Consumers put off their purchases until after it was declared safe to leave their homes. Then they exploded in their shopping, with retail sales a year later, in the second quarter, jumping by an incredible $122 billion. So for the retailers who were able to weather last year's lockdown, this year has been much better. And we'll get to see just how much better with that release of September's numbers in just a few minutes. But this is only a look at regular brick-and-mortar mom-and-pop stores and businesses. What about the online retailers? How did Amazon and all the other internet retailers do during the lockdown? Answer: lockdown was simply the best of all possible times for e-retailers. Internet retail business jumped by an incredible 43%, with Amazon and the rest raking in a mind-numbing $49 billion extra. By far the best quarter ever for online shopping. Their problem now, for the online crew, is how to maintain that increase. And that looks to be problematic, as the numbers indicate that the American shoppers want to return to actual physical stores to see and touch, and maybe even try on, the goods and clothes that they want to purchase. Now, turning to today's release, retail sales have been released for September, and it showed an increase of 0.7%. Perhaps this indicates a willingness on the part of the American consumer to return to a more normal shopping environment. After all, this consumer does represent about 2/3 of our economic activity in this country. And remember, It's just 71 days until the biggest shopping event of them all, Christmas. And that's the value side for Friday, October 15. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.